Now the excitement is building in the studio. Paul is here in the studio right now. He's going to be talking to you about what's going on at Brentwood Borough Council. There's been all sorts of shenanigans going on. He's got his book, he's got his notes, and he's here to tell you everything.
Good morning, Michelle. By the way, I think there might be some kind of legal definition of shenanigans, so you might have to withdraw that.
Oh, is there somebody, or you know what I mean? It's, you know, the goings on at the council. Did I say that?
There was a lot of debate about whether you can call shenanigans and completely ruin the business of any particular town council, but that could have just been an episode of South Park. I can't remember. Okay, yes, I have been down to the council. I've seen the leader of the council, Councillor Barry Aspinall, Brentwood Accord, and we talked about lots and lots of things, but lots of little things. Let's find out what's happening. Okay, firstly, just a quick mention of Hopefield, because we've mentioned Hopefield every week. The petition for Hopefield is about 190,000 signatures 190? At the moment, which is brilliant.
Blimey.
Less popular as a petition is the petition to save the post office at Pilgrim's Hatch, which has about 190,000.
Yep.
Okay, so 1,000th as many. But like the story of the tortoise and the hare, the tortoise won.
Yeah.
And, well, it's not actually a race between the two of them, but the point is that the smaller petition has been successful, 190, and the post office has been saved. And to that end, the mayor will be at the post office in Pilgrim's Hatch on Monday at 10 o'clock to celebrate it. And
I thought you were going to say he's posting a letter, so it's not too, you can get the press out there, sorry.
Hey, never too early to go through the post office's bargain booze
no.
bucket. I'm not saying that's happening at all.
No,
I have no idea.
Moving swiftly on.
So it's good news anyway, because the post office is going to remain open, and Barry would like to thank all the officers and of the council and residents who made that happen. So that's a bit of good news. Barry's off to Braintree today. He's a member of the Essex Leaders Devolved Powers Committee, the subgroup, which we've talked about before. Now, this is all about all the council leaders in Essex getting together and saying we can run a lot of our services better than central government.
Yeah.
A good example is the Coast Guard. We don't have a lot of call for the Coast Guard in Brentwood, thankfully, but obviously Essex has got an extremely long coastline, one of the longest, if not the longest in the county, I think, because there's lots of nooks and crannies. A very active Coast Guard, and Essex has just been awarded a Coast Guard award. I'm not quite sure exactly what it is, but they have been awarded for doing the best job in the country. So, you know, that's one area where Essex are more than capable of saying, look, we can handle things ourselves. Part of the idea of going to Braintree is to look at their council, to start to talk to some of the other people there, to look at those areas that they can draw down from central government. So this is all about Essex trying to be a little bit more, you know, it's a better deal for people in Essex, because if the money stays in the county, then local people are knowing how to spend it, rather than central government saying, yeah, we could do with a new road, shall we build one in Essex or one in Suffolk or one in Norfolk or whatever. At least there's a lot more power about what actually happens. So, you know, it's Barry says it's exciting for him to be there right at the beginning of this, and it could lead to bigger things. Yeah, could lead to the Republic of Essex. Who knows?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
Restoration of the old Anglo-Saxon Kingdom of Essex is probably not on the cards,
no.
But, you know, it would be nice to have our own flag and our own king again and that kind of thing.
You got any plans, Paul?
As long as it's not anyone from Towie, obviously.
Oh, right, okay.
It's getting to that time of year now where the council tax bills are being discussed and the finances are being discussed. On Tuesday, Essex County Council set its rates and they agreed to freeze it again. And on Wednesday, Barry was at the fire authority meeting and they agreed to freeze their rates, which of course forms part of the council tax bill as well. One of the things that came out at the meeting at Essex County Council was Barry brought up that it's, you know, 800th anniversary of the Magna Carta, and it's also the 200th anniversary of the Battle of Waterloo, and it'd be good to do something to celebrate, you know, or commemorate the Battle of Waterloo, because it was a big event in British history, of course, and one of the regiments at Waterloo was from Essex. Barry's great-great-great-grandfather fought at Waterloo, as probably a lot of people's great-great-great-grandfathers did. He told a funny story about the Mayor of Colchester, Councillor Theresa Higgins, who also said that her great-great-great-grandfather fought at Waterloo, but he was on Napoleon's side, which she didn't expect to hear that. So there was a bit of laughter and a bit of debate about that. So there's going to be a commemoration for Waterloo in some form plans at Essex level, which is all it's all good news. It's always good to celebrate our history and our heritage. I'm always up for that. Now, the Fire Authority meeting we mentioned earlier, the old headquarters of the Fire Authority was in Hutton, and the building is still empty. It's in Rayleigh Road, and not really sure what to do with it. The Fire Authority still own it. As you know, we've got some problems with Crossrail, generally due to the lack of car parking spaces, because they are reducing the number of car parking spaces in the town. So it was agreed at the fire service meeting that they would talk to the council about maybe turning over their land, which is only about 5 minutes' walk from the station, to Brentwood Council.
Yeah.
So if that happens, then people will get more places to park, the Fire Authority will receive money for it, and Crossrail will help to subsidise that as well. So it's win-win for everybody. So that's something that we're looking at as a borough, that we're trying to get more parking spaces there in a building that's not being used. Okay. Now, next week, there's an asset panel meeting. I think it's on the 18th of February. And this is going to interest some of our listeners. They're finally going to sort out who's going to run Hutton Community Centre. This is a big hot potato. It's currently closed at the moment because the roof was in very poor condition when they took it over. We talked about this a lot last year.
Yeah.
And it's damaged the floor as well. So it needs to be built up to scratch, basically. Now, it was the intention of the council to allow an outside group or trust to run it, you know, not for profit, obviously, because it's there for the community. And there were four expressions of interest. They've all been invited to the meeting at the town hall to make a presentation, and then the councillors are going to debate it and then make a decision. And we're hoping that one's going to be very well attended, because obviously community centre is a lot of people who are interested in that, and they want to know what's, you know, who's going to be running it and how, and how they're going to benefit. So all good news, hopefully. It's all moving forwards. Now, a little bit about the Finance and Resources Committee. There was a live webcast on the web last week, which is always the case, and then when they archived it, and fingers crossed, we haven't had this problem at Phoenix yet, fingers crossed, they put up the council meeting of Bath and North Somerset Council instead. There's a company called Public Eye. It's not Brentwood Borough Council's staff who are doing it. It's subcontracted to another company, and they obviously just saw B in the drop-down menu and clicked the wrong button. So it is going to be put up there, and the council did receive a number of comments about that. So that's going to be fixed. At that meeting, KPI were discussed. You know what KPI are?
No, is that a brand of peanuts?
It's that's what I used to think. Yeah, and I was an accountant. It's key performance indicators. If you mix with, I didn't expect you to know it, but if you mix with accountants, as I used to do, they just talk in acronyms all day long. It's very, very irritating. So they discussed this, and they discussed the sickness record again, because the leader of the opposition has alleged that it's soared. But I'm not really sure how to report this. Actually, I understand that there was a little bit of a melee, and ended up with her microphone being turned off. So you can turn. Well, I've been at the council before when councillors have been shouting and not stopping when they've been told to stop, because obviously it's a meeting. The meeting is chaired, and everything has to go through the chair. And then people's microphones are sometimes turned off.
Yeah,
I haven't done that at Phoenix.
No,
not for a while anyway.
But it sounds a bit sort of. It just sounds kind of like, I know people. It's because you obviously people get passionate about what they're talking about, but it does sound very childish sometimes. You have to turn off something. It's something that you do when you're infant.
It's what they call Punch and Judy politics.
Yeah.
And the David Cameron, when he this isn't me making a political point. This is me stating a fact. David Cameron, when he took power in 2005, said he was going to put an end to to Punch and Judy politics. And I think that's a big ask, actually, because I think while people are very passionate about politics, and it's almost impossible to get one person of one persuasion to see the other person's point of view, because they are entrenched ideas. You can have two ways of looking at everything, and no chance. It's just not going to happen. You are going to get people who are going to be, if you like, childish. But you know, it's passion, isn't it? There's nothing wrong with shouting a bit and telling people they're wrong. And I'll probably draw the line at swearing at him and calling him names and that kind of thing, but, you know.
Moving on from that one.
I think we all know what we're talking about. Well, you know, it's hard to say, you know. I think we've all sworn from time to time.
Yep.
Not on the radio.
No.
It's good, you know. I mean, we can all sit there and say, well, we don't want it because it's a sensible thing to do. Mm. It'd be really dull if,
you know. To get the viewing figures up. If they did a bit more, maybe dressed a little bit more, you know, provocatively, it would get the people watching in, you know. Maybe have a fancy dress one week at the council and just get people involved. Pantomime.
Okay, who are you going to get to dress provocatively, Michelle?
I don't know. I was just trying to think which councillor. I better not say on air. You know, just to make it a bit more entertaining.
Yeah, we'll talk about that off air. Okay. they were talking about two new strategies. Back to the plot. Talking about two new strategies. One is a new leisure strategy, which they're going to have, and there's going to be a new parking strategy for the town as well. Not looking at pricing or increasing pricing, but to refurbish some of the old car parks, which we talked about before, like Copfold Road, and maybe more parking for the town. And obviously, that's a lot of hoops to jump through. They're not going to just do it on the green belt or anything like that. But there's also a pledge that Barry said that daytime parking is going to be reduced because nighttime parking is now bringing money in, and that money is now going to be used to subsidise. But he didn't say when, but he says it's going to happen. And that's pretty much it. Just a couple of other things. There was a leaders meeting, Meet the Leader, at the last Saturday.
Yeah.
And there's going to be another one on Saturday in about just over three weeks' time, and another one after that. And Barry said it was a great success. Looking forward to the next one. He had a few people who came down. A lot of them were complaining about things that he had to put them right on. If they were listening to Phoenix and this weekly broadcast, they wouldn't need to complain. But he said it was really useful because people came and they told him what he thought, and then he told them, you know, what he thought, and you know, they went away happy, hopefully. So that went well, and that's it. And I've also been told, of course, we know that the general election is on the he's told me Thursday the 6th. I think it's Thursday the 7th, the general election.
I thought it was, because we've got a meeting the day after.
We've got a meeting on Wednesday the 6th, which I can see on here, but I've written down Thursday the 6th. So we've got the general election is on the Thursday of that week. And normally they count the general election and the local election together.
Mm.
So you get a really, really late night. And they're not doing that. They're going to verify the count of the local election. And they're going to count it from lunchtime on Friday.
Right.
And it usually takes a couple of hours. So we won't know on the Thursday. We'll know who wins the seat for Brentwood.
Yeah.
Big surprise, I'm sure. You never know. On Friday, that's me being sarcastic, by the way, because there's never a big surprise. On Friday, it is obviously a lot more up in the air because it's very close. During lunchtime, we'll have the count for the local elections. So during maybe your show, and certainly during Mike Jones, going to love that, and maybe Mike Porter as well, then we will be having politicians coming in and out talking about the local results as well. And it's going to be great, exciting stuff like it was this year and the previous year. So tune in for that.
Lovely. There we go. So you finished now?
Done. Yeah.
Lovely.
Done.
It's very short today. I thought
all wrapped up
stuff.
In 3 minutes.
Yes, it's very quick.
End of term feeling.
Oh, it's really good to see you run past the window. When I said about shenanigans, I didn't mean it in whatever term you said. I thought shenanigans were like, you know, what goes on? Is it sort of
It's a very vague term, but some people can be touchy. I'm not aware of any council shenanigans.
What are the council, do you say? Be careful what you
I'm
say.
Not aware of any. No, it's okay. I'm sad that there aren't any. That's fine.
We can cut this bit out anyway. We won't go to broadcast. There we go. Right, here is Katrina and the Waves. Don't forget, Paul will be back. We've got, I think, Mike probably going to the council next week, or Bob, and you'll be back the following week.
Well, I'll be back one day.
Yeah, there we go. He's not allowed back in again now. Here's Katrina and the Waves with Walking on Sunshine.